Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
Most of us learned in school that 70% of the world is covered in water. But many of us probably didn't learn that only 3% of all that water is freshwater, and only 1% of the freshwater is available for human use. Those are thought-provoking numbers. When only a small fraction of the freshwater in the world is available to us, it should make us realize how lucky we are to live on the shores of Lake Ontario. It gives a whole new meaning to the term Great Lakes, as in great, scarce, and rare. And like any rare resource, to be honored, preserved, and protected. The waterfronts of every community in Northumberland are precious jewels, in every sense of the word, invaluable. And like rare jewels, if we're not careful, they can be lost, out of ignorance, by ignoring their true value. Just look at the cost to Port Hope because of short-sighted commercialism way back in the 1930s, when we didn't know any better. But today, we do know better. We know the cost of over-commercialization and the ignoring of environmental protection. There's a great quote about nature by the late Ernest Kallenbach. Quote, "All things are interconnected. There is no such thing as a free lunch. And nature bats last." End quote. He's saying nature is the final arbiter in the damage we do when commercializing our natural resources. In Cobourg, the waterfront needs assessment plan did not take into careful consideration the reality that nature bats last, that if we don't protect her, everything will be devalued in the long run, that nature is just as valuable as commercial enterprise, that if we destroy natural habitats and wildlife, we will lose forever the jewels we have. Now, if we don't think nature bats last, then go ahead. Put in more boat slips and destroy the natural wonder of the West Harbor. Go ahead and assess the needs of humans, the Johnny-come-lately species, while ignoring the needs of more than 200 species who've been here since time began. And go ahead and sell out nature so taxes can be kept down. And go ahead and sell off every facet of the 1% jewel that nature gave us. A recent study by the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society found that 93% of Canadians agree that environmentally protected areas are necessary. This overwhelming level of support is consistent across all regions, genders, incomes, and education. The report states Canadians view protecting wildlife and areas of scenic or natural beauty as most important. It also stated, and this is key, protecting these natural spaces was ranked higher than using them for enjoying leisure time or economic benefit. This research confirms that the vast majority of residences everywhere, including in Cobourg, think that protecting and preserving wildlife habitats is more important than the economic benefit of leisure activities. So if over 90% of the people want to preserve nature in the West Harbor, that suggests the Waterfront Needs Assessment Plan should include a coherent set of rules protecting this invaluable resource from any future potential threat. That means Cobourg's new council must address this overlooked need as one of its first priorities, because we only have a very small piece of a very small percentage of the world's fresh water right here on our doorstep, and it deserves to be protected at all costs. Think about it, and then start preserving and protecting.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.